Ted? Can everyone find 16? It's kind of in the middle there. You need help. Do you have a song sheet? Do you have one of these? I'm going to put that right there on your lap. How's everybody doing? I'm going to ask someone to help us start singing number 16. Can someone start that, please? Good. Now, isn't that nice that you don't have to be a special kind of person to come? It says, whosoever will. That's the good news about the gospel, that anyone can come, and the blood of the Lord Jesus is sufficient to save everyone, to wash everyone's sins away. And it also says here in our second verse that whosoever cometh must not delay. You know, the Lord's going to come pretty soon, and it would be too late to be saved. And so that's why it's urgent to be saved while you're young. Sometimes we want to save things till we get older. Maybe there's things we can't do when we're a little boy or a girl. We can't drive a car. But we can get saved. Everyone, even someone that's just two or three, a little boy or girl, can come to know the Lord Jesus as their Savior. How about another one? Does a girl have a song this morning? Any girl want to pick one out? Any boy or girl in the front have a song, a favorite? Okay. But can we go with a girl? Then we'll go with you, okay? What have you got? 40? 40 is on the back. Very good. And for time's sake, let's sing the first verse and the fifth verse. So we have to pay attention. Sometimes people don't listen to what God says, so we're going to test you and see if you pay attention. We're going to sing verse 1 and verse 5 of number 40. Someone start that, please. Well, that's very good news, isn't it? Jesus loves us. He proved that to us by dying on the cross, didn't he? How about your song now? What number is that? 14. Well, that's very interesting because I wanted to give out number 14. So I got my favorite too. And the reason I wanted to give out this song was today I thought we would talk a little bit about something in the refrain here. It says it's a garment. Are your garments spotless? And the third verse talks about robes. So we might talk about garments and robes with the Lord's help a little later. But maybe we could sing verse 1 and verse 3 of number 14. Could someone start that, please? Let's close our eyes and let's pray and ask the Lord to help us with this little time, okay? Now, I do have a different microphone here. Sometimes at a conference I see that boys and girls might want to say a verse that they learned. So we have time if somebody wants to say a verse. Did anyone learn a verse this week they'd like to say? I've got a volunteer over here. I'm going to hold this here so you can talk in there.
For my sins, in His own blood be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Revelations 1, 5, and 6. Unto Him that washed us in blood, and unto Him that washed us and loved us for our sins, in His own blood be glory.
Somebody help me. I want to make sure I don't give her the wrong words here. Is it glory and dominion? Should we go on to the next one? You know what? I should get it. I should open it up. Where was that found? Revelation? Can you hold it? Do you have one you want to sing? Or you want to say something? Oh, not. Okay. What is yours?
There are 6 things that the Lord hates. Yea, 7 are abomination unto Him. A proud look, a lying tongue, feet that shed innocent blood, hands that shed innocent blood, and And feet that be swift, that be running to mischief. Falselessness, that speaketh lies. And he that shield on him that on brother man. Proverbs 6:16-19.
Very good. Did you want to say something too?
These 6 things doth the Lord hate, yea, 7 are an abomination unto him: a proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. Proverbs 6:16-19.
Very good. Now, we can have maybe one or two more people say something, and then for time's sake, we probably will move on.
Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Isaiah 41:10.
Very good. Anyone over on this side of the room want to say anything? Okay, we won't put you on the spot. Molly, did you want to say a verse? Go ahead.
These 16 doth the Lord hate, yea, 7 are an abomination unto him: a proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth up discord among brethren. Proverbs 6:16-19.
Very, very good. I appreciate that. I'm sorry that I didn't help very much over here. I wasn't paying attention real good because I was kind of nervous about being up front, and I couldn't help you as much as I should have, but thanks for trying, everybody. I'm going to set this down, try to get it so you won't trip on it. And I told you we were going to talk about garments a little bit. I brought one of my garments, one of my favorite ones. It's not very heavy. You want to feel that? What do you think, Ava? What is that? Is that kind of hard and rough? It's a very agreeable. I don't think this is hard as rough and rough, though. How about, you want to feel that? Soft, isn't it? Sometimes when little grand boys and grand girls want to sit on their grandpa and grandma's lap, they like to snuggle into something that's soft. And they would like this one. You would like this one. I'm not an artist, so you promise you won't laugh at my pictures? Not very good about drawing. I tried to draw a coat. Like, that's a jacket, I suppose, but this is a coat, I suppose, right? It's got sleeves and got buttons, and it's a big long one. Does it get cold up here in Regina in the wintertime? You have to wear coats, buckle up, because you could get really cold in the middle of the winter. Now, do you have a favorite coat? Anybody have a favorite coat they wear? Yep, you do, Logan? What color is it? It's red. I don't know, I think brown's my favorite color. And I'm going to color part of this coat, and then maybe if somebody wants to color another part of your favorite color, You could do that. And we're not going to take a lot of time to do it really good. We're going to rush. So I put brown on the bottom there because that's kind of, I think, one of my favorite colors. Is it okay to have more than one favorite color? I suppose. Somebody else want to draw or color another part? Ollie, come on up. If you were to color this next part, what color would you pick? You're picking blue. Is blue your sister's favorite color? You think so? How about someone else? Anyone else want to, you want to come up and color a part? You can pick a color out of there that might be... Thank you. Thank you very much. Now, does anybody have a color, a coat, I should say, that's got lots of different colors on at your house? You do? You do as well? What about the Bible? Can anybody think of someone in a Bible, in the Bible, that had a coat with lots of colors on it? You can. David, you said? No? Who?
Joseph.
She got it right the second time. That's the person I was thinking about. I don't know about the coats that David might have had, but Joseph, it tells us he had a coat of many colors. Where did he get that coat? From his father. That's right. Maybe we'll read about that. If I can find that, it's in Genesis, I think it's chapter 37. I'm just going to read part of this story. There's a lot to the in the Bible about Joseph, but in Genesis chapter 37, it says, Israel loved Joseph more than his children, all his children, because he was the son of his old age. And he made him a coat of many colors. That's what we were trying to color there, and we didn't have time to keep going and get it all. But we could take a lot of time if you were home and color that just perfect. And what about his brethren? Did Joseph have brothers? He did. Were they really happy for him? And they said, I'm so glad that you've got such a pretty coat. No, they weren't happy. They were jealous. Sometimes, we can read that, it says, and when his brothers saw their father loved him more than his brethren, they hated him and could not speak peaceably unto him. Now, do you ever get jealous of your brother or sister? Like, let's say it's their birthday and they got a nice gift and you didn't get anything that day. Anybody here ever get jealous? Did I see you go like this? Yeah, that's kind of the way we are, isn't it? That's jealousy would be a sin, and we have sin. We have a sinful nature, and someone said we just sin once in a while to prove that that's true. And his brethren weren't nice to him, were they? Now, something else about Joseph, and maybe you know this, that there are stories in the Old Testament, in the Bible, that your Sunday school teacher and your mom and dad tell you about. And when you learn these things, there are sometimes we say they're pictures of something more important. They picture something to us about the Lord Jesus, about God, or something that we learn more detail in doctrine in the New Testament. And Joseph, we know, is a type of the Lord. A type of the Lord. And the Lord had brethren too. And he came into this earth, and did his brethren love him and welcome him? No, they didn't. They didn't. And we could read about that. And I don't know that we'll take the time, but I have another thing here. Now, this is a coat, and I tried to draw a robe. Our song had a robe in, and robe might be different, or I think it might be different. Like if you go to a graduation, somebody might wear a robe, and it kind of hangs on them more. Maybe if you were older and you were unfortunate to go see a judge, he might have something like that on. Or maybe someone in authority might have that. And I want to read something in the Bible. I believe it's John's Gospel, about the Lord and a robe. And we said that his brethren didn't really like him. They weren't happy for him. And they wanted to crucify him, didn't they? And they used the Romans to help to that end. And I'm going to read something here. Then Pilate therefore took Jesus and scourged him. And the soldiers plaited a crown of thorns and put it on his head. And they put on him a robe. I skipped a word. What color robe did they put on the Lord Jesus? Kind of a trick question. What do you think? A purple. It's purple here, and that's the, in Luke's Gospel, it's purple, and I think another Gospel is purple, but in Matthew, it's a different color, right? It's scarlet. But they're both dark colors, and I think they were very precious at the time. And why did they put this robe on the Lord Jesus anyway? Anybody have an idea? Were they going to honor him for being a king of the Jews and so forth? Make him feel real important? No, they didn't. Let's read. And they put on him that purple robe. I don't know if I have a purple here. I do. Somebody want to color it a little purple? Go ahead. Come forward. You don't have to make it perfect, but you can get some purple on there while I read this. And they said, "Hail, King of the Jews," and they smote him with their hands. They were making fun of him. They were mocking him because he had said he was the King of the Jews. And Pilate therefore went forth again and saith unto them, "Behold, I bring him forth to you, that ye may know that I find no fault in him." Then came Jesus forth, wearing a crown of thorns and that purple robe, and Pilate saith unto them, "Behold the man." And here's the brethren now. When the chief priests, therefore, and officers saw him, they cried out, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" Pilate saith unto them, "Take ye him and crucify him, for I find no fault in him." The Lord Jesus didn't do anything wrong, did he? No, he was the perfect Son of God. He didn't deserve to be crucified, but in the ways of God and God's love, he allowed it. But the wicked heart of men was displayed when they said, "Crucify him." His brethren didn't want him, just like Joseph's brethren were envious of him, and they crucified him. What's wonderful about that, though, it's through that crucifixion and his death that salvation can be offered to you and me this morning. That's very, very good. I can see I'm not an artist, but I think we've got probably one here. Probably one here. Well, I've got a few more of these, and this next one's not very good. So you have to promise not to laugh at this one. This was harder. Now, there's two people up there. Who do you think that is? Abstract art, maybe. What? Adam and Eve. I told you this girl's an artist. She can recognize good art. How did you know that was Adam and Eve? It could have been Abraham and Sarah. Looks like they're wearing leaves. Very, very good. Maybe we should read a little bit about that, okay? What color do you think these leaves were? Green. Somebody want to color some green on those leaves? You want to? Go ahead. You can come up. Oops. Here's that. I'm going to get this out of the way. He's going to color a little bit in leaves there, and I'm going to read to you a little bit about what happened. You kind of know the story, right? Adam and Eve, they were told what they could, and something in particular that they shouldn't do. Did they obey? No, they didn't listen. You know, I asked you to listen and do verse 1 and do verse 5. And they were given specific instructions and they didn't listen. And so they were naughty. They disobeyed. Does anyone here ever disobey? Yeah, I did. Yeah. It's the way we are, right? And then maybe did we go hide sometimes? Or if you ever do something naughty and you think, oh boy, I'm in big trouble. I didn't think that was going to happen. And you went to hide? Yeah, usually your mom and dad can figure it out and they can find you. But maybe you could hide for a long time. What about hiding from God? Can we hide from God? No, we can't, right? He knows the thoughts and intents of our heart. And he says, all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do, I think it is, in Hebrews. And so we can't hide from him, and Adam and Eve couldn't hide from God. So let's read a little bit. How are you doing there? Oh, you're doing a great job. Somebody else want to do the green on the other? On Eve? Okay, you want to do some? I'll give you another turn. Or I think I will, if I remember. So they disobeyed, and I don't have time to read all of it, but it says here in verse 7 of chapter 3, and the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together, like she recognized, and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? He knew where they were, but he spoke that to speak to his conscience, I believe. Now, you're doing a good job there. And you can quit whenever you want to quit. Maybe you should just do like one more, and we'll let that little boy that I promised come up and do a couple more, okay? Now, did God look at those fig leaves and say, well, that's really a nice apron you made there. I really like those fig leaves, but I could get you a better one, a better apron with bigger fig leaves with less seams, and it would last longer and would be nicer for you to have. Is that what God, was he really happy with those fig leaves? No. He gave them something else. Now, who can think, this is really kind of a tough one. If you know this, I think this is good. God gave them something else to wear. Does anybody know? Anybody remember? Clothes? Yeah. And what were that clothes made out of? Yeah. What? No, not leaves. I'm going to read it, okay? In the further on in the chapter, it says, unto Adam also and his wife did the Lord make coats. We're talking about coats, but coats of skins. And clothe them. You know, that's very, very important part of the Bible, really, to get in a simple story. Okay, that's far enough, okay? Can you let this other boy do a couple? Because we need to move on to something else. Thank you. You know, sometimes we have our own idea what we should do to look nice, present ourselves to God. And Adam and Eve did. They made these fig leaves. They sowed them themselves, and in the next chapter we learn about Cain and Abel. And Cain, he had an idea what God might like, and he brought something that he tilled in his land, the first fruits. But Abel realized that blood had to be shed, and that's the thing about this coats of skins. Something had to die, something had to shed his blood, and in the Bible all the pictures point to the shedding of blood. And we read in the New Testament that without the shedding of blood is no remission. So that's why God gave them coats of skins, I believe. So that's an important part. Now our time is kind of going, but I had a couple more stories I wanted to move to. And you're a perfectionist. Definitely a type A personality. Kind of. Now, maybe we can turn, can you finish that one up? And we're going to turn to the next page. Next story, you can put the cap on when you're done with that one, okay? And then you can sit down. I want to talk about a couple more. And so we're going to move along for time. And I'm thinking of another robe in Luke. Luke chapter 15. Now this is a story of a boy that wanted his own way. I know boys like that, and we often want our own way. Thank you. And we're going to turn this to another page. And this boy wanted his inheritance, and he got it, and he went into a country, and he spent all that money foolishly, living in riotous living, it says. And then he got hungry. It was a famine, and he got thinking about his house, and this is the story of the prodigal son. And he went, thought, well, you know what? I'm going to go home to that house and talk to my dad, my father, and maybe he won't accept me like a son anymore, but I could just be a servant. At least I'd have something to eat. Remember that story in the Bible? I'm going to read just a little part of it, and then you can help me finish this. And he rose and came to his father, and when he was a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto the father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servant, bring forth the blank robe. What was kind of robe were they supposed to get? Remember? What? The purple one. Well, I don't know if it was purple. We'll get to that later. But sometimes we have maybe some clothes we play in, and maybe we have some nicer clothes. The word he used was the best robe. The best robe. And yesterday we learned about great things, great and precious things, and somebody said they're the greatest. God doesn't give us any robe. It's the best one. Now, if we were to color the best robe, and I don't know that we have time, what color would you color the best robe?
Purple.
Purple? Why? You don't know. I don't know either. What do you think? Well, he's agreeing too. Agreeable kids, that's nice. I don't know what color the best robe. It doesn't tell us what color. I have an idea. Maybe some of the older ones have an idea. Brother Bob, Robert, if you were to color the best robe, what color do you think it was?
I wonder if it would be pure white.
Yep, that's the color I was thinking of. Now, this one here, we're not going to take time, and it'd be hard to color because I don't have a white color. But I've got another one that looks kind of like that. Got a pattern going here. This is one, so that's good to remember. There's a reason I think it's white. And just to finish up, we're going to look at that one. It's Revelation. Towards the end of the book of Revelation, there's a wedding mentioned. Have any of you been to a wedding? Yeah, you have. What color does the bride usually wear at a wedding?
White.
Is that right, Eva? Is that white? Yeah, pure and white. And that's because it symbolizes a very important wedding that's recorded in the Bible here. So, let's just read a little bit. Let us be glad and give honor to Him. In verse 7 of Revelation 19 and 7, let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to Him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and His wife hath made herself ready. Wouldn't it be sad if you went to a wedding and it was time to get married and they couldn't find the bride, she wasn't ready? There's a story in the Bible about some that didn't have the right garments on at a wedding. That's very sobering as well. And here it says, and to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, like Brother Robert said. You know, I think that to be made clean, and we sang about that in that song, number 14, that I think Logan, no, Nathan gave that out, didn't you? Pure and white. By nature, you know, we're not. We're not clean. And let's finish reading this. Clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousnesses of the saints. Well, I don't know what to call this robe, and I might have to have an older one tell me that, because in Isaiah I think we read about those repentant company of the Jews that had washed their garments, they had the garments of salvation, and they had a robe of righteousness, it says there. And I don't know if I can call this a robe of righteousness. It says it's the righteousnesses of the saints, but I want to get an important lesson that this is white. And so if we could sum up this Sunday school maybe in a simple way, we learned that a lot of people agree that they had done bad things. And a lot of people agreed that maybe we've sinned. And so we said we have a sinful nature, right? And sometimes we have ideas of how we want to make ourselves look good for others maybe, and maybe for God. Adam and Eve had an idea about putting those fig leaves on. And different people have ideas about looking good and acceptable to God. Maybe you might learn lots of verses or come to Sunday school. Maybe if you're older, you might try to join something to make the world a better place. You might do your part in the community. And you'd think, well, God will appreciate that. A lot of people have tried to do things, but we can't really do anything on our own, can we? The Lord Jesus had to shed His blood. The other thing we learned was that there was the shedding of blood. They had coats of skins, which symbolized the giving of life, and that the Lord Jesus gave His life. He was the only Lamb of God that could take away sins once and for all. God was fully satisfied with Him. And any boy or girl that simply says and knows that they're a sinner, repents and confesses that and says, I want my sins washed away. I want to be made clean and fit. I want to wear this robe in Revelation 19. I want to be at that wedding. And I want to be part of that company, that bride of Christ. And so that's something that can happen. Any boy or girl that simply accepts the Lord Jesus can be saved and take part at that marriage ceremony and that marriage feast. Well, I hope that was a simple story that we can all understand and get something from. And I really appreciate the help that everyone gave here. Now, I think I should close in prayer, and then I'm going to give you some more instructions, and we'll see if we can listen to that too. Let's just pray. Instructions. So this is kind of the test. When you have a class, you have a test. And I brought some treats. And I probably have more here than we need, so I'm going to set them out, and we're going to have... Now, how many can count to four? Most of you can count to four. Maybe it would be good if we took about four of these things once I set them out here, and then you can ask your mom and dad when you can eat them. And if all the little ones have their four, there's some others out back can come up. And maybe if you're older, this is kind of like the gospel, that everyone can come. We sang about everyone coming, but it's unlike the gospel in that this is going to run out. But the blood of the Lord Jesus is sufficient for all. It'll never run out. So you can come up and grab a treat if you'd like. Thank you.